Welcome to Steadfast Hope. I'm Steve Lawson, joined as always by Kent Steinbeck. And as always, we are in Dallas, Texas. And as always, we're at Herb's House Coffee House. Kent, I love this place. And as always, we're in the Bible, in the Word of God.
Absolutely. We need it.
We do need it, Kent. And we're in Proverbs 10, verse 12. Proverbs 10, verse 12. And the title of this is Love Covers All. Love Covers All. So before I read this, Kent, let me just set it up by saying this, that it's the nature of God to forgive. God is a forgiving God. And all forgiveness that he gives is in Jesus Christ. So there is no forgiveness that God gives for those who are outside of Christ. They only receive justice. But in Christ, we receive mercy and we receive forgiveness. And so we who are in Christ and who know Christ, we need to be like God the Father. And we need to forgive others. And so it's very godly to forgive. So having said that, let me read the verse now, which says, Proverbs 10, verse 12, hatred stirs up strife, but love covers all transgressions. So let's just walk through this. There's a great contrast here between hatred and love. You see that. And he starts with the negative and then works to the positive. So he says, hatred stirs up strife. Hatred here is in the heart of a person, of feelings of ill will, feelings of anger towards another person, animosity towards others. Either they just rub us the wrong way, they've done us wrong. And so that hatred, it says stirs up, which is an interesting word, Kent, and it means to awaken. It is like it was dormant, and then something has happened that awakens it and arouses it and incites it. And that hatred is now fully awake. And it stirs up strife. And the word strife here means conflict and clashes and contention in relationships. And so, I mean, Kent, you and I have both in different situations in our lives. We've been in situations like this. And when that gets stirred up, that strife gets stirred up, that takes a long time for that dust to settle. Unless it involves a believer. And it says, but love covers all transgressions. And love here is a different word that's normally used for love in the Old Testament, which would be hesed love. This is a different word. And it really means to cherish others. It has a feeling aspect to it, affections. That you would have genuine affections, that kind of love covers all transgressions. And so covers, the idea means to hide or to conceal, almost the idea to bury something where it is no longer seen. And so love covers all transgressions. All transgressions. It doesn't matter if it's small or large. And the word transgressions here really means an offense that's been committed against you. And Jesus says in Matthew 18, verse 22, that we're to forgive 70 times 7. Which, you know, Peter in the previous verse said, Lord, how many times should I forgive? Seven. And he thinks he's just pushed the boundaries to the utmost. And Jesus says, no, you need to forgive 70 times seven. So we are to continue to forgive. And it covers transgressions rather than keeping it all on the surface and stirring up strife. So we have a choice, Kent, whether to be filled with animosity towards others, or to have, you know, genuine affections of love towards others. And this love is towards others who have committed transgressions against us.
That's what I was going to ask.
Yeah, it's not just that they have an odd personality.
Yeah.
Or that it, you know, that we just don't connect on different levels. No, they've actually injured me. They have done an offense against me. And I can't let that become a grudge. And roots of bitterness begin to emerge in me and becomes hatred. And then in my retaliation, it just stirs up strife. No, instead, I need to choose to love. And, of course, only the Holy Spirit can give me this kind of love. But when I choose to love those who have committed transgressions against me, then it just buries it. It covers it up. It doesn't continue to be an ongoing issue. It's now ancient history, and I have intentionally remembered to forget. So this proverb just speaks to how we need to live our Christian lives, Kent. So let's talk about it.
Well, this is incredibly practical.
Yeah. Painfully practical.
Yeah, because we all have people that have done things to us.
Yeah.
Or not done what we wanted them to do. Right? Both ways are really transgressions or hurts. So I want you, I want to put you on the spot.
Okay.
Give us an example of what people do to us, say to us, and how we can respond either in love or how we react and how that plays out. Just give us some practical example.
Wowzer. Well, I mean, this is going to be different for every person. And for me to give an example, I'm just trying to think something.
Let's talk about husband and wife. This song. Just in general. Not,
yeah, just for everybody around the world to hear this.
To hear. Like this morning. I'm just kidding. But how do we, in a marriage, how does this play out?
Well, yeah, and I would confess my own sin rather than what was said to me, what I have said.
Right.
First of all, a lack of expressing gratitude and a lack of edification and building up, such that the only thing that you say is correcting something that you wish that they had not done.
Yeah.
And that begins to build and build and build, where there needs to be 10 positive affirmations for every one correction. And we can get that flip-flopped. And I mean, that's an example. Also, the timing of when we say something. There's a time to say something, and certainly not in front of others. You praise in public. You critique in private. And so we need to save certain things that maybe need to be said for a private moment. So, you know, Kent, yeah, you are kind of putting me on the spot.
Well,
on that.
Oh, I'm just saying, I know that we live with sinners. Our wives live with sinners.
Yeah.
And they're going to make mistakes, and they're going to say things or do things or not do what I want. And I've got to be, I'm quick to point.
Well, Well, here's another example. I can be very sarcastic.
No.
Yeah, I can't.
Okay.
Okay. I can be sarcastic, and sometimes things just pop out of my mouth.
You can't help it. I'm sorry.
The devil made me do it. Yes. That's not my fault.
No, but seriously.
That, you know, I might say to you, and it's just a part of guys jabbing one another, and it's all in good intention. But to say that, let's say to your wife, or to say that to someone else that you don't really have that kind of a relationship, it can be a hurtful thing.
Mm-hmm.
And so I need to, you know, you need the old saying, you need to read the room.
Yeah.
And be careful what you say to your wife, who 1 Peter 3 does call the weaker vessel. you know, where I can take a shot at you, but you're going to take a shot back at me. And it's all a part of just kind of male bonding almost. But it's not that way with a wife or another lady. You know, I should speak to Amy in a way different than I speak to you.
Mm-hmm.
I should be far more gracious.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, now that you put me on the spot,
that's right, because I know I see myself snapping or why did you not do this or why did you say that when I'm saying, look, doesn't matter in the end.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
It's just love anyway.
Yeah. Yeah.
In spite of the little things.
Yeah.
Or even a big thing.
Yeah. No, I've learned a lot from you, Kent. So.
No, just say it.
On what not to do.
Yeah. Really. It's easier to say this than...
I'm kidding.
But it really is, because even little things cause us issues.
Oh,
that we've got to love and...
Well, James 3 talks about, a small spark can start a forest fire. And so we've got to be careful even the little things that we say. So, especially those of us who have a ministry to other people in a way that really what comes out of our mouth comes with more weight.
Mm-hmm.
Than maybe from someone else. Well, this has been a good study. Kent has really confessed his sin for us today.
Yes.
No, I have. I'm the one who has. And so thank you for joining us today. And just remember that love covers all transgressions. We need to forgive 70 times 7. So blessings to you. Let us be like God and be quick to forgive. Thank you for joining us for Steadfast Hope.